I would like to introduce the members of our youth group who will be presenting the service this morning. You have Cole Bromfield. Peter Singley. Neil Sweeney Haney. Ethan Powell. Becca Devilbus. Joey Schumann. Abby Lewin. Thank you all for being here this morning. You're in for, I think it's a treat, but that...
Very good.
The freedom to speak our minds is something that most Americans take for granted. We are lucky to have the right to express ourselves without fear of punishment from our government. In some countries, publicly criticizing the government or the administration could be grounds for one to be fined, imprisoned, or even flogged. This is shocking for us Americans because here our freedom of speech is so protected that you can hardly go on social media without seeing someone criticizing the government. Now, I'm not attempting to say that our right to free speech is 100% inclusive, because it's not. If you shout fire in a crowded place where there is no fire, you could be arrested. While this freedom does not apply to every situation, it does apply to every person, meaning all Americans can say their piece or their not piece, if you know what I mean. The fact that everyone has this right can get kind of annoying sometimes. Some people use their right to say things that are either so incorrect or very insensitive. And we have all heard someone exercise their freedom in the most stupid or hateful ways. While us Americans can express ourselves without fear of government reprimand, like I said before, sometimes we do have to worry about how others will exercise their freedom in response to ours. And that is technically their right. What we need to remember is that our words have power. We have the ability to use our words to heal or to hurt. One single word could tear down a whole nation, while another could lift it up. For example, leave or stay. Together or separate. End or beginning. We have the right to use these powerful words without fear. But words mean different things to different people, and it's difficult to translate for someone who is unwilling to learn. Connotation is the most important part of the word. Even though our freedom of speech is protected by the government, some government workers don't like it when we use it to criticize them. This makes me think, if our words have enough power to get those in power all riled up, we should definitely be able to use them to make a change. Frederick Douglass said, "To suppress free speech is a double wrong. It violates the rights of the hearer as well as those of the speaker." Even if they try, no one can suppress the power of words. We have voices. Remember that everyone has the right to free speech, and it is our responsibility to use that freedom for justice, for peace, for equality, and for what is right. Use your words to fight when it is necessary, and use them to heal always. Think about this. How can you use your right to free speech to speak out about what you believe is right? How can you exercise your right in your everyday life? And will you use your words to tear people down or to lift them up?